When I came to Devonshire, and I came looking for a youth group, but instead I found an entire family, although the youth group here is phenomenal. I have done many things with the church and the youth, but the most meaningful thing I've ever partaken in was the Laurel mission trip. Out in Kentucky, I learned to completely rely on God to comfort me, for I was completely out of my comfort zone. The group I went with was also amazing, and once again showed how Devonshire was a family instead of just a group of people. I have learned how to completely rely on God as well as spread love through each and every action. I have learned to want to do things for people that otherwise I would not have wanted to do, so I could spread God's love to them. I would say that that is a crucial lesson we must all learn. We are alive and here to serve our Lord. We must learn to desire and to love to serve our Lord, for he does everything for us, so we must do everything for him. Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This is the Bible verse that I lived through. I once chased after earthly desires, and the Lord showed me that they weren't truly what I wanted or what would ever satisfy. The Lord is what satisfies, and through him I can find earthly peace and peace for eternity. I would like the church to pray for me to find a new family as I begin a new chapter in Florida. I will have to plant new roots, and I need God's guidance to find the right place, the place he desires me to be, for that is the place I need. Thank you, Devonshire, for always providing me with the building blocks I need to grow in faith and become a better me.
Thanks, Christian. Awesome. Did you guys plan this? Color coding, like just getting on the same page? Nice.
So I've been here for my whole life, so the past 18 years, and I've been very blessed to have been grown up in a Christian family and been very, very blessed to have been grown up here. And what I remember pretty much most is just youth groups here. So I want to thank so much of Andrew, Ryan, and Stutz. Andrew has been here since the beginning, pretty much every Sunday and every Wednesday. He's always been here. I want to thank Stutz. He has made amazing changes in the youth group in the past 2 years, making it so much more intentional in trying to get a deeper connection with all of us. I want to thank Ryan. He is a huge reason for Guys Night, and he just loves having fun with us, been on countless mission trips, and it's been so much fun. The youth group has always been a safe place for all of us here and just to learn about God and grow with others. And two of my best friends, Noah and Joey, has been here, been there too. We have countless memories of everything, and I will never forget them, so thank you for all of that. My walk with God has grown so much within the past year, and so this past summer has changed my life. Rose Grove has made me realize everything from my past has happened for a reason. Everything that has happened, good and bad, helped me grow into who I am now, and I'm just so thankful for everything that's happened and just grown so much from that. I'm now seriously living for God. Before, I wasn't too serious. So I just, like, now I want to read the Bible, not just do it because I first saw it as something I had to do. Now I want to do it. And it's just been a huge change in my life. A verse that I live by is 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is easily angered, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but when there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. I live by this verse because that's how Christ lived his life, and that's just that's who God is, and if I can just do anything similar to that, I'll be happy. And the next 12 months of my life is going to be a very crazy time, but very good crazy. I'll be working at Rose Grove again, and I will just need prayers for how to talk to the kids, how to connect with them, just how to lead them more to Christ, deeper connection with them, just really be a role model for them. And then this next school year, I'm attending this gap year program to LBC called One Life. It's just a huge program it's a small group of kids of 24. It focuses on community, growing with Christ, and where I'm going in my life, just who I'm coming. And it's just an amazing opportunity for me to really grow with Christ and really show his glory. So just prayers for change and growth.
we gave to you guys. What we gave them was a Bible. You probably could see that coming. We, Stutz and I sat and we thought through some different things that we could give, and but we talked about, you know, some kind of devotional books, maybe. What else have we done? We could have given you some kind of care kit, or we call it care, what's the word, you know, care package, thank you. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We could have given something like that, full of basket full of supplies of things that would go towards your next phase of life. We could have gone with the ever wonderful gift card kind of thing where you get whatever you want. You probably might have liked that a lot. But at the end of the discussion, we landed on the Bible because as much as we were thinking about other things, what better could we give you than God's Word and something that we believe is and we know is going to go with you and can carry you through whatever it is that life brings. This is a significant milestone that you are have reached and come to at this point in your life, but it's one of many milestones that you're going to have in the future, and there's going to be all kinds of things to celebrate and to, you know, things and that you're just going to enjoy, memories to be made, friendships to be built, and there's also going to be a lot of heartache. There's going to be pain. There's going to be loss. There's going to be the storms in this life. And in giving you this gift, what we're saying is that this is the one thing that we believe is more important than any other that will carry you through whatever it is that you face. Because through it, the God of the universe, the very God who created you, who loves you, has given you all that you need for this life. And even more importantly, he has revealed himself to you through it and what he's like, that he is a faithful God, that he is trustworthy, that he is holy, righteous, generous, kind, persevering, never ending in his love for you. And it's through his word that we find the story of everything that we believe and what we have gathered around this morning, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that there isn't any better news than that there is a God who loves you and cares for you and longs to have a relationship with you. And so what better gift could we give? And I just want to encourage us this morning and as we come together, and I want to look at Psalm 119. And so if you have your Bibles, let's turn there. And just this brief passage that I think is so relevant for us this morning as it talks about God's Word. In Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16, here's what the psalmist says. He says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word." He says, "With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth, and in the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, this morning as we've come to your word now, just ask that you would help us to hear. Help us to hear your voice and hear the encouragement as we hear what the psalmist is saying in regards to the priority of your word in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, do you hear the relevancy of the question here? In this psalm, it's a question that every person needs to ask, every Christian needs to ask, everyone. And it's the question that is so relevant to a young person at the beginning of their life, but it's also relevant for every single one of us because how one lives their lives has an impact on their direction and the future of their lives for the good and for the not so good, and not only in their own lives. And here's the question: how can a young man keep his way pure? And the question is, how do we get this life that we're living right? How do we keep our way right? And for all of us, we're going to mess up our way a whole bunch of times in a whole bunch of different ways. And the question is, how do we get our lives back on the right path? How do we keep our way? And the psalmist, in the position of a teacher, he throws out the answer here for us to this question. And he says, how does a young person with all their passions, with all their inexperience, how do they stay pure? And don't you want to know the answer? Don't we all want to know the answer? I don't care if you're a teenager, if you're a 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 40-year-old, you know, or further down the line. How do you keep your way pure? And here he goes. Here's the answer. And here's the reason that we're giving the graduates the gift of the Bible that we're giving. It's because it's by guarding it according to his word. It's all about the word. And so what does that mean to guard your life according to his word? Just based on time, I just want to sum it up. Here's what he says through these verses that come up. He says this: seek the Lord with your whole heart. Ask him for his help. Go to him. Stay close to his word. Store his word in your heart so that you won't sin against God. Be shaped by his word. Ask him to teach you and help you and to know and understand his ways and share his word. Savor it, delight in it, meditate on it, fixing your eyes on it. And what's the result? The result is going to be a life where you are keeping your way and staying pure. And so seniors, as you launch into this next season of life, all of us, as we launch into the next days and weeks and years that are to come, I want to ask you this morning, how is your approach to God's word? How does the psalmist's regard for God's word challenge and encourage you this morning as it simply says, how is it that a young man can keep his way pure? It's by guarding it according to God's word. In our culture, there is going to be so many voices coming and saying you can't trust God's word. It's just another book. But if you look a little deeper, you can know with confidence that it is God's word, and you can trust it and apply it to your life and know that God is going to bless as we strive to seek him with all of our hearts. And so open up his words. There's going to be temptation that you face in your life. How do you deal with that? God's word has something to say about that. There's going to be times when you need to forgive others. How do you do that? God's word speaks to that. Over and over, relationships, marriage stuff, you know, living the single life. Over and how do you deal with death? Everything in every part of our lives, God's word has something to say to it. And so let us be a people. And seniors, I want to encourage you to stay close to God's word. It'll change how you look at the challenges that you're facing in life. But it all starts with a heart that says, God, I'm seeking you with my whole heart. And so can you say that this morning? I know that if we're not guarding our lives like this with God's word, other stuff is going to get in. And it's all about, what am I submitting my life to? Am I going to submit my life to God's word or to my words or to other voices? And so this morning, as this short, brief little challenge that I just wanted to encourage and remind us all on, and especially our graduates as they move into the years to come. And so let's just bow our heads and let's just ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, is there something here that I need to deal with? Some way that you're speaking with me this morning about keeping my way, about how my life is going, about my relationship with you in your word.